Now we're over in Studio 8 in the company of Cathy Jordan and friends. Friends being Shami, Claudia, Rick and Anna. Good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon.
Great. Like I was telling them, Cranky Island, I was calling it Cranky Box. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But they are cranky boxes.
They are. It's Cranky Island in a cranky box.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, which is great. And the artist involved, one of the artists is a man called Cran.
Which Peter Cran,
Cran,
yes.
Yes, yeah.
Made from a tree.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's crankyisland.com. This is your idea. You're creating the whole thing. You must have lost a bit of sleep over the last while, have you?
Yeah, well, it's going on, I suppose, 4 years was the very beginning of it. But I suppose it's going back to my youth, my love of song and traditional songs in particular and their stories and their connection with the past and all that. But when lockdown started, there was funding available to do a little arts project to start in Roscommon, where I'm from. So I thought it might be nice to get some Roscommon songs and match them up with visuals. And
right.
I had seen this cranky box in action in the US, so put it into
You better
use.
Tell them at home now what a cranky box is.
Well, it's your oldest, I suppose, TV in the world. It can be as small as a matchbox or as big as the house, depending on how big you want to draw. The images unfold. They scroll from one side of the viewing screen on the front of the box to the other. So the visuals could be anything from 2 metres to 12 metres uh-huh. long, depending
so
on the length of the song.
So it's a roll of paper on two spools.
Good man.
Yeah.
It took me 4 years to come up with that explanation. I'm going to use that one. Thank you. Yeah.
And the spools are separated, and that's your screen as such, and
yes.
that's what you see. And so it's a continuous drawing along.
Yes.
How long are they? Did you say?
Well, they could be depending on the length of the song,
yes.
you know. And God help the ones that get the long murder ballads, you
yes.
know. It could be 12 meters long.
12 meters.
Yeah. And you know, and it depends on how tall it is then as well, how much drawing goes into it.
Yeah.
So there's an awful lot of work from the artist's point of view. The songs were one side of the project, and then the art was a whole other side. So,
and when does the cranky box date back to?
Mid 19th century was right. the beginning, and it kind of started in Europe. There's versions of it in Spain and Italy and France, and it kind of skipped across then to America and then appears in pockets in Canada
right.
and America.
So sort of a mid 19th century MTV, if you like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're coming out with all the lines.
You can have them. Listen, sing us a song and then we'll talk more about it, because
okay.
it's fascinating. Congratulations on getting it together.
Thanks very much.
It's truly amazing. Now,
well, there's 32 songs and
yeah.
this is for the 32 counties, and this is the Dublin song called The Spanish Lady. Dum, 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 da, 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 da. Dum, dum. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. As I roved out through Dublin City at the hour of 12 at night, who should I spy with the Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight? First she washed it, then she dried them over a fire of ambery coals. In all my life I never did see a maid so neat about the soles. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. As I came back to Dublin City at the hour of 10:30, who should I spy but the Spanish lady combing her hair in the broad daylight? First she washed it, then she brushed it. On her lap lay a silvery comb. In all my life I never did see a maid so neat as I did roam.
she had 28 in 1614. 12 to net 6 for Dunham. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. As I came back to Dublin City, just as the sun was about to set, who should I spy but the Spanish lady catching a moth in a golden net. When she saw me, then she fell at me, lifting her petticoats o'er her knee. In all my life I never did see a maid so shy as this lady. She had 28 in 1614, 12 to net 6 for Dunham. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3 and
11975. That was lovely. That was really lovely. That was really gorgeous. Thank you so much for that.
We practiced especially for you.
Yeah, yeah. And you're getting value for money from Rick there, harmonica and concertina.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen that combination before. Yeah, good stuff. So 32 songs, 32 counties, mm-hmm. 32 videos. And was there 32... Cranky boxes as well.
32 cranky boxes.
Right. Yeah.
32 cranky artists. I know.
Yeah.
there's 70, over 70 musicians, artists, technicians, the whole lot involved in the whole thing. So the music side of it was first, putting all the songs together and correlating the songs with the county and trying to find songs that encompass all the different song types we have, you know, because they're all very much a social history from... everything from lullabies to murder ballads to battle and recruitment, war, famine, the troubles, you know, all of those. Mm-hmm. As Frank Hart once says, the victors write the history books, but the people write the songs. So it's a look at, through a lens of songs at our history and our ancestral struggles.
And of course, I did what everybody will be doing. They'll be going to crankyisland.com. And looking at their own county's video.
Yes.
So I looked at Kildare and it's the Wrens of the Curragh, is it?
The Curragh Wrens,
The Curragh Wrens. Very
That's
sad.
That's the newest song.
So you wrote that for...
I did for us. There's
did we not have a song that was good enough for you?
Well, you did. You had several, but there was no songs about the Wrens and I thought it needed to be written or it needed to be in there somewhere. The oldest song goes back to mid-1600s and the newest was written a couple of years ago. So... there's only two originals, myself, that one, and John Spallan wrote the Laois one.
No, Laois one, yeah. Right.
Keep naming counties there, you'll get it right eventually.
Yeah. And were there some songs that had never been recorded before, do you reckon?
Well, you see, there's an awful lot of recordings out there from field recordings and old archival and the 78s. You know, there's an awful lot of material that has been recorded, so... I can't claim that, you know, because it probably has been recordings of them somewhere. But, you know, in singing these songs, we bring them back to life and, you know, leave them for future generations, dig them out, dig them up.
And it's going to be a delight for the diaspora, isn't it?
I hope so. For people here and the diaspora as well, because I think us of a certain age, you know, our entertainment was singing and... Yeah.
If you could sing.
It didn't even matter.
Well, it did. If you haven't heard me singing.
It helped. But that was the entertainment. And, you know, I remember my father singing songs with his eyes closed and his head in his hands. And I always wondered what he was thinking about. And that was bringing him back to the people he heard singing them. And it brings me back as well. So it's a connection with something much bigger than us.
And are you going to encourage competition? Because I just did a... Now, this isn't scientific, but it looks to me like Claire is ahead by a few hundred views. Yeah.
Oh, go away.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yes. The Claire one. What's the Claire one called?
The Claire one is called Paddy the Cockney and the Ass. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And asses feature a lot, don't they?
They do. Yes. In this, the song we're going to leave you with today, there's an ass.
There's another ass in it, of the donkey's variety.
Exactly. Yes.
And there was jennets and asses and mules. I could never figure out, because there used to be a couple of them on the field in front of our house. And we were. It was explained to us the difference, but I can't remember. Do you know the difference?
Well, I think a jennet has a daddy horse,
right,
and a mule has a daddy donkey.
Aha.
Yeah.
And where's an ass then?
That's all encompasses.
Oh, it's coming right.
I think so.
Right. Okay.
No, I'm not an authority.
Okay, so you're bringing the whole thing on tour, the Cranky Island Song Project Nationwide Tour, Roscommon Arts Centre on the 10th. That's very soon.
That's the weekend. Thursday.
17th, then the Thursday after at the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo, and then the Dock in Leitrim on the 18th. The 19th in Drogheda. The 21st in Letterkenny, the RCC there, and the Riverbank in Newbridge. On the 23rd. And I see it's a big night for Longford because the video has been premiered tonight on the website.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
And all the videos aren't up yet. How many of the 32?
There's probably 23 or 4 of them. They're coming hot and heavy now.
Yeah.
The deadline was given, but, you know, things happen. And, you know, there's all sorts of technical issues behind the scenes. It takes a lot of technical stuff to get it.
I've fallen in love with it. I have actually fallen in love with it. I can't wait to watch it on a bigger screen because I was sitting at my desk today and I'd imagine the videos will look brilliant on a bigger screen.
Yeah, so at the concerts, they'll all be projected behind
us. As you sing.
Yeah, so you'll see it'll be an audio-visual feast for the senses.
And how are you timing that so you're in sync?
Well, there might be speed ups, but Peter Cran, who is behind all the liaisons with the artists, and he did some of the crankies himself, he has a magic dial that can slow it down or speed it up if it needs to happen.
Okay, right, brilliant.
But we have such good time and they'll be perfect.
Yeah, of course it will be, yes. Yeah. And the 30 songs are available to purchase or download or stream on Bandcamp. Bandcamp.
Crankyisland.com
is where you can see all the videos. Yeah. And Bandcamp, put in Cranky Island there and you'll find the songs.
Absolutely.
Great. And so the song about the ass is the Turf Man from RD.
Yes, from Louth. And I would like to say, if you want to see some of them in action, as well as the gigs, tune into Nationwide tomorrow evening.
Oh, yeah, you'll see a cranky box. Yeah,
You'll see them being made. And I would like to give a shout out to the Arts Council Without Home. This wonderful project wouldn't have been able to get off the ground.
Great.
So, will we?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
okay. Fire away there. This go is, on. Up loud.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sake of health, I took a walk last week at early dawn. I met a jolly sparkman and the slowly jogged along. In kindless salutations passed twixt this man and me, and soon I got acquainted with the turfman from RD. We chatted very freely as we jogged along the road. Says he, me ass is tired and I'd like to sell me load. And I've got no refreshments since I left my home, you see. And I'm weary of the track, says the turfman from RD. I've got no refreshment since I left my home, you see. And I'm weary of the travel, says the turfman from RD. Your cart is wrecked and worn, friend. Your ass is very old. It must be 20 summers since that animal I was bored. Was he hooked and trapped when I was born, September 83. He counted from the midway since the truffman from Hardy. I own me card, it must be made of the very finest wood. I do believe it was in use at the time and was flawed. The axle never went to grease from 1 euro to three. It's a real Kerry gas, says the truffman from Hardy. The axle never went to grease from 1 euro to three. The truffman from Hardy. I never would abuse a beast with this rough hazel rod, although I own I never let it drive poor Jack on shot. The harness now that's on his back was built by John McGee. He's dead this 2 and 40 years, said the truffman from Hardy. We talked about our country wars and how we were oppressed, the men we sent to Parliament to get our wrongs redressed. Sure, all these politicians are nothing else led by Blumenau, says the truffman from Hardy. To sell. I shook that bony hand of his and bowed respectfully in hopes to meet some future day with the truffman from Hardy. I shook that bony hand of his and bowed respectfully in hopes to meet some future day with the truffman from Hardy.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks, Anna, on banjo there. Thanks to Rick, harmonica and Jew's harp, Claudia on violin and vocals, and Shamie on guitar and vocals. And Cathy Jordan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray.
More information, crankyisland.com, and the tour is all over the country. Thank you. Quick.